Es para mí una bendición muy grande.
This is a big blessing for me to be here with you.
El estar aquí con ustedes.
To be here with you is a big blessing.
Hoy.
Today.
El año pasado no pude venir.
And last year, wasn't able to come up.
Y el Señor me concede este año estar aquí.
And the Lord provided for me to be here this year.
Me gozo al ver algunos rostros conocidos y muy amados.
It's a pleasure to see some of the faces that I do know, that I do recognize.
Otros no los conozco.
And there's other faces I don't recognize.
No conocí a su pastor.
I didn't know your pastor before this.
Ni a su esposa ni a su familia.
Nor his wife and his family.
Pero el Espíritu Santo me ha dado testimonio de él y de su familia.
And the Holy Spirit gave me testimony about him and his family.
Ustedes tienen el pastor que Dios quiere que tengan.
You have the pastor that God wanted for you.
Y que Dios lo guíe para que pueda guiar a este rebaño hacia él.
And may God guide you as you guide this flock.
Me siento algo desencantada.
I feel a little desencantado. Wow.
Algo quizás algo rara porque hacía mucho que no los veía.
I feel a little strange because it's been so long since I've seen you.
Pero espero que el Señor que los conoce.
But my hope is I do know that God knows you well.
Y los ve a ustedes como a mí todos los días.
And he sees you just like he sees me every day.
Todas las horas.
At all times.
Los minutos y los segundos.
Even every minute, every second.
Y no aparta sus ojos.
And his eyes are upon you.
De sus vidas y de las mías y de la mía.
And so upon your lives and upon my life.
En esta mañana.
In this morning.
Pueda hablar directamente a su corazón.
I can her prayer is that she could speak directly to your heart.
Porque para eso él me trajo.
And because of that reason God brought me here.
Yo solamente soy un vaso de barro.
I'm just a jar of clay.
Y soy como jarrito.
And I'm just like a little jar.
Sí. De barro.
A little jar of clay.
En México se usaban mucho los jarritos de barro.
In Mexico, we use jars of clay a lot.
Muy usuales.
They're very common.
Entonces, cuando yo veo un jarrito,
so when I see a little jar,
y puedo beber en él,
and I can drink from that,
el agua fresca,
the water, the fresh water,
yo le digo al Señor,
I say to God,
yo soy solamente un jarro.
I am just a little jar.
Lo bueno eres tú.
What's good or what's great
tú eres
is you.
El agua viva.
You are the living water
que calma mi sed.
That calms my thirst.
Calma él tu sed. Calma él tu sed.
God calms your thirst.
¿Sí o no?
Yes or no?
Okay. ¿Cuántos sedientos hay aquí?
How many thirsty people are there here today?
Okay, es para ustedes esta palabra.
This word then is for you.
Mi agua. Muy bien. Batallé un poquito con mi agua.
Okay, muy bien. Yeah, just needs a little bit of
okay.
Water.
Vamos a orar para la palabra.
Yes, you good. We're going to pray then. She's going to pray for this message.
Ahora me cambiaron aquí. Antes predicaba allá.
Okay. Ah, okay, normally,
pero
behind the pulpit.
It's the same.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same.
Everything's the same. It's all good.
Okay. Vamos a orar.
We're going to pray.
Vamos a orar para que el Espíritu Santo acomode en cada uno.
We pray that the Holy Spirit would place in every single person.
Conforme la necesidad.
Would be working in conformity to the need of every person.
Que él sabe.
That he knows
que está en cada corazón.
What is in every heart.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, ¿puedes tomar el hombro de alguien?
Father, in the name of Jesus, ¿puedes tomar el nombre?
No, que cada quien tome el hombro de alguien.
Oh, so if everybody would put your hand on the shoulder of somebody.
Y vamos a decirle, Padre, en esta mañana.
And we're going to say together, Father, this morning.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Me declaro sediento.
I declare myself as a thirsty person.
De ti.
Thirsty for you.
Dame conforme mi sed.
Give to me according to my thirst.
Acomoda lo espiritual a lo espiritual.
To accommodate a spirit to spirit.
Para que mi vida,
so that my life,
encuentre,
would find,
lo que necesita encontrar,
what I need to
ti.
Find in you.
Gracias por tu amor.
Thank you for your love.
Que me tiene en este hogar espiritual.
That you have in this special holy place.
Gracias por tu presencia.
Thank you for your presence.
Y gracias porque tú eres el todo para mí.
And thank you because you are everything to me.
La sangre de Cristo,
the blood of Christ,
está sobre mi vida,
is upon my life,
y nos lava y nos limpia,
and it cleanses me and
de
washes
todo pecado,
me, washes me of all
de
sin,
toda maldad,
of all evil,
y me permite,
and it permits me,
entrar confiadamente,
to enter with confidence,
delante de tu trono,
before your throne,
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus,
recibo hoy.
I receive today
de ti.
From you.
Amén.
Amen.
Okay. Amén. Estamos listos.
We're ready.
En esta mañana,
this morning,
mi mensaje que me dio el Señor para ustedes,
the message that God gave to me for you,
tiene un título.
It has a title.
Que tiene que ver con una frase de un canto.
It has to do with one of the phrases that was in one of the songs here.
Y algo así como, todo lo que soy es tuyo.
And it said, all that I am is yours, Lord. All that I am is yours.
Ahorita lo cantamos.
That's what we just sang.
Yo no conozco ese canto.
I didn't know that song before.
Pero sé lo que significan esas palabras.
But I understand what it means, what those words mean.
Porque desde 1982,
because ever since 1982,
en junio de ese año,
in June of that year,
el miércoles 16,
okay.
Miércoles 16,
on the 16th, it was a Wednesday, the 16th of
a
June,
a las 5 horas,
at 5 in the afternoon,
de la tarde.
Mm-hmm.
Yo doblé mis rodillas.
I got down on my knees
ante él.
Before him.
Y yo me entregué a él.
And I gave my life to him.
Lo recibí.
I received him.
Era más joven.
I was younger then.
Porque ahorita soy joven.
Well, still I'm young.
Pero era más joven.
But I was even younger then.
Tenía solamente 37 años.
I was just 37 years old then.
Hoy tengo 69.
Now, today, I'm 69 years old.
Y nunca, jamás he dado un paso para atrás.
And never for one moment have I taken one step backward.
Me embarqué en esta aventura.
I started out on that adventure.
Con mi Señor.
With God.
Y cuando yo le dije, soy tuya,
and when I told him, I'm yours,
fue verdad.
It was the truth.
Soy de él.
I am his.
Él no me suelta.
And he has never let me go.
Ni yo quiero soltarme.
And I don't want to be let go.
¿Tú eres de él?
Ellos
pregunta. ¿Tú eres de él?
And are you his?
¿Sí o no?
Yes or no.
Amén.
Amén.
Oh, es que, ¿saben? En la iglesia es, yes, amén, yes.
Okay, you guys are going to have to, get out of your culture and into her culture, okay? In her culture, it's a little bit more passionate, a little bit more lively, a little bit more interactive. So this morning, we're going to pretend that we're a Mexican church, right? Okay, do that for me, all right? Do that for her. Otherwise, she's just going to feel like alone up here.
Los invito a ser libres.
So I invite you to be free, she says.
Dejen de ser norteamericanos.
Just stop. I mean, stop for this, you know, next half hour. Stop being North American.
Sean solamente hijos de Dios.
Just be children of God.
Y el sí es sí.
And the yes is yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Muy bien. Gloria a Dios. Es hermoso. Es hermoso. Es hermoso ser libre.
It's beautiful to be free.
Yo soy libre.
I'm free.
Totalmente libre.
100% free.
Él me libertó.
He freed me up.
Y bueno, esta mañana se llama el mensaje Ofrenda de Amor.
And this morning the message title is Offering of Love.
Y el pasaje, el verso que conocemos es 2 de Corintios 5:17.
And so the verse that it's based upon is 2 Corinthians
5:17.
Okay, 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you have a Bible, you might want to turn there.
Si tú lees en inglés es mejor.
Okay, and so I'll read it in English.
Él va a leer en inglés, yo lo voy a hablar en español.
So,
y así todos a una voz lo leemos. Amén.
Okay, she's going to read it in Spanish and then I'm going to read it in English.
Yo lo dejo a él y yo lo digo acá con mis hermanos. 5:17, Segunda de Corintios, es muy conocido.
And so it's a very familiar verse.
Dice, de modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron, he aquí todas son hechas nuevas.
Muy bien. And now in English. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
Amén. Amén.
Amén.
¿Somos nuevas criaturas?
Are we new creations, new creatures?
Amén.
Amén. Yes, amén.
Mexican people is yes, amen, amen. Muy bien. La obra redentora de por el sacrificio de Cristo Jesús.
¿La obra qué?
Redentora.
The redemptive work begins in the sacrifice of Christ Jesus.
Nos hizo nuevas criaturas.
He made us new creations.
Hemos recibido la nueva vida.
And so we have received through him the new life.
En él.
New life in him.
Porque a través de su muerte y su resurrección.
Because through his death and resurrection.
Él nos hizo libres.
He has freed us.
Libres del reino de las tinieblas.
He has freed us from the reign of darkness, the kingdom of darkness.
Del poder del pecado.
And from the power of sin.
Que nos esclavizaba.
That was enslaving us.
Del gran yo.
The great I.
De la carne.
From the flesh.
Del mundo.
From the world.
Y de Satanás mismo.
And from Satan himself.
Por la fe que nos fue dada.
Through the faith that he has given us.
Sabemos.
We know.
Reconocemos.
We understand.
Y declaramos.
And we declare.
Que Cristo Jesús.
That Christ Jesus
entró en nuestro corazón
has entered into our hearts
para vivir en nosotros
so that he may live in us
a fin de que él en mí, él en ti
so that he in me and he in you
se cumpliesen los requisitos de la ley.
It completes the law. It fulfills the law.
Todas estas ventajas o privilegios maravillosos.
All of these privileges, these wonderful privileges and marvelous privileges that we have.
Son las misericordias de Dios.
Are because of the great mercy of God.
Porque hay una cosa que no debemos olvidar.
And so there's one thing that we better not forget.
Que tanto tú como yo.
Just like you, equally me.
Merecíamos solamente una cosa.
It's just saying one thing to us.
La muerte.
The death.
Y la muerte eterna.
Y la muerte eterna. And the eternal death.
¿De acuerdo?
Are you in agreement?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pero el Señor que nos ama,
but the Lord who loves us
con amor eterno,
with this eternal love,
nos dio gratuitamente,
gave to us freely
la salvación eterna,
his eternal salvation,
por el perdón de los pecados,
for the forgiveness of sins,
y esperamos su regreso,
and we are waiting for his return,
en donde iremos con un cuerpo glorificado,
to where we will iremos, okay,
iremos con él,
and so that where we will go with him.
Mas ahora el Señor pide algo de nosotros para él.
But right now he is asking for something from us for him.
El Señor nos pide desde nuestro, nos está pidiendo desde nuestro primer encuentro.
He's been asking from our first meeting with him, encounter with him,
que nos consagremos a él.
That we would consecrate ourselves to him.
Romanos 12:1 dice.
Romans 12:1 says. Okay, so I'll just read it in English. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
Eso es lo que él está pidiendo.
This is what he is asking of us.
Que presentemos nuestro cuerpo en sacrificio vivo, santo y agradable a Dios.
That we would present ourselves to him as a holy sacrifice, holy and pleasing to him.
Como nuestro culto personal.
It's our personal worship.
Hacia él.
Our personal worship to him.
Puede ser que en tu mente estén varias preguntas.
There might be several questions that you have.
Y son importantes.
And they're important.
¿Qué es la consagración?
What is consecration?
¿Cuál es esa, la base de la consagración?
In what is it based?
¿Por qué motivo debo consagrarme?
For what reason should I consecrate myself?
Vamos a tratar de responderlas.
And we'll try and respond to those questions.
Voy a hablar en primera persona.
She's going to speak in first person.
Para explicarlo un poquito.
To explain a little bit.
Mas les pido de favor. Les pido.
Okay, but I'm asking you a favor.
Que utilicen el asadón.
Okay, utilicen.
El asadón.
El asadón.
El asadón es una herramienta para la tierra, no la pala. La pala es
okay. It's not a shovel that you're going to use. This garden tool, asadón, a rake. Okay, good. Do you want to come up and translate? No. Anyway. Okay, that you would use a rake. She's asking you the favor of using a rake.
Yo aprendí desde que llegué a Cristo.
I learned from the time I came to Christ.
Que la palabra.
That the word
es la semilla,
is the seed,
que yo soy la tierra,
and I am the ground,
y que para trabajar la tierra,
and so to work in the ground or the soil,
mi tierra,
in my soil,
yo no debo usar la pala.
I shouldn't use the shovel.
Hay veces que digo, uff, esto es para aquella persona.
Oh, at times I'm looking at the word and uf. I say, oh. Oof, that's for
esto
this
es para
other person.
Mi marido.
It's for my brother over there.
Oof, esto es para fulanita.
Ah, that one's for that woman over there.
Dice el Señor que no.
God says no.
La palabra es para mí.
The word is, it's for me.
Siempre.
Always.
¿De acuerdo?
Are you in agreement? Yes, amen.
¿Están contentos?
Are you satisfied? Are you happy?
Díselo a quien esté cerquita de ti, estoy contento de estar aquí.
And so say to the person next to you, I'm very happy to be here.
Muy bien. La consagración es dar mi vida a Dios.
The consecration means I give my life to God.
Todo lo que yo soy.
Everything that I am given to him.
Que él haga su voluntad.
That he may act out his will.
No la mía.
not my will.
Posiblemente digas.
It could be that you might say.
Eso ya lo sé.
Yeah, I know that.
Magnífico.
That's marvelous.
¿Lo haces?
But do you do it?
Esa es la gran pregunta.
That's the great question.
¿Lo hago?
Are you doing it?
Ajá, porque significa que presente mi cuerpo.
It could be that I'm offering my body.
Mi mente.
My mind.
Varones, mi mente.
People, my mind.
Varones, mi mente.
Men, I don't know why you're picking on men. ¿Por qué solamente los varones y las mujeres?
Oh, también, pero
¿también? Okay.
Es que batallan mucho con los ojos.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, the guys often are she said are their battle is with the eyes.
Oh.
Okay.
También las mujeres.
It's also the women.
Pero las mujeres batallamos más con
okay. Ah, the women, their battle is more with the ears.
Batallamos más con esto.
Yeah, with the ears, their battle. Uh-huh.
Y el varón batalla más con
and the and guys you battle more with the eyes, you know, the eye brain connection.
Entonces el Señor dice so que God presentemos nuestro cuerpo en sacrificio vivo.
And so God is saying that we should offer our bodies in holy sacrifice.
Santo y agradable a él.
Holy and pleasing, living sacrifice.
Es nuestro culto racional.
And that is our what's the translation? Culto racional. That is our.
Está bien.
Yeah. Our act of worship. Yeah.
Los animales que se ofrecían en el Antiguo Testamento.
And so when it was animal sacrifices in the Old Testament.
Eran sacrificados.
They were killed. They were sacrificed.
Ellos estaban destinados a morir.
They were destined to die.
Por esto vino Jesús a la tierra.
And that's why God, Jesus came to earth.
Como el Cordero de Dios.
He was the Lamb of God.
A un sacrificio.
That he might be the sacrifice.
De su vida.
And give his life.
Para que tú y yo viviésemos.
So that we might live.
Esto quiere decir que él desea que yo viva para él.
What this means is that his will is that I would live for him.
Porque cada sacrificio del Antiguo Testamento representaba a Jesús.
Because every Old Testament sacrifice was actually a representation of Jesus Christ.
Cada vez que se ofrecía un cordero,
every time you offered a lamb,
simbolizaba la figura de Jesús.
It symbolized the figure of Jesus
muriendo en la cruz,
dying on the cross
por nuestros pecados,
for our sins.
Pero había un sacrificio especial.
But there was one special sacrifice.
Que no tenía nada que ver con el pecado.
That had nothing to do with sin.
Era el holocausto.
It was the burnt offering.
El holocausto representaba al Señor Jesús ofreciendo su vida al Padre.
The burnt sacrifice represented Jesus giving his body.
Para que el Padre hiciera su voluntad en él.
So that, or his life, so that God would do his will through him.
Este sacrificio, Dios, delante de Dios, vale mucho.
Before God, that was such a precious sacrifice.
Y de esto podemos aprender.
And we can learn from that.
Cosas acerca de la consagración.
We can learn from that the things that talk about consecration.
Porque el Señor en aquel momento clave a punto de ir al sacrificio.
Because in an important otra vez. En un punto clave
cuando poco antes de ir al sacrificio.
And so because one of the main points is just before the sacrifice.
Se postró sobre su rostro.
Jesús. Before his sacrifice, you know, he bowed his head down in prayer.
Y dijo, Padre mío, si es posible, aparta de mí esta copa.
And so Jesus was praying, Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me.
Pero no sea como yo quiero.
But not my will.
Sino como tú.
But your will be done.
Total.
Everything.
Absoluto.
Absolutely, completely.
Ahí no había ni para dónde hacerse.
There wasn't any variation.
Y hay otros dos ejemplos en la Biblia.
And there's two other examples.
Hay muchos ejemplos. Todos los personajes hablan de lo mismo.
And there's so many examples in this, and every all these speak to the same thing.
Pero voy a usar dos.
But two examples in particular she's going to talk about.
El primero era Saulo de Tarso.
The first was Saul of Tarsus.
Hechos 9 del 1 al 6.
Acts 9 1 to 6. Acts 9, 1 to 6. It's always the numbers that get me. I'm trying to translate numbers. Okay. 9, 1 a 6?
9.
Okay. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do."
Este pasaje me encanta.
I love this passage.
Porque me imagino a Saulo de Tarso.
Because I imagine what it was like for Saul of Tarsus.
Sus pulmones estaban llenos de odio.
His lungs were full of hate.
Sus pulmones estaban llenos de muerte para los cristianos.
His whole inner being was full of hate and murderous threats towards the Christians.
Aquí lo dice.
And it says it right
dice
there.
Dice que él respiraba.
He was breathing out murderous threats.
Sí. Entonces, me puedo ver a ese hombre temible, fuerte.
So I could just imagine this guy. He was terrible. He was strong, powerful.
Ustedes saben a qué iba. Aquí está escrito.
And so you know where I'm going. It's here written.
Pero cuando tuvo su primer encuentro con Jesús.
But when he had his first encounter with Jesus.
Él cayó.
He just fell down, face down.
Y oyó la voz.
And he heard the voice.
Era Jesús.
It was Jesus.
Curiosamente le decía, Saulo, Saulo, ¿por qué me persigues?
And that voice said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Pero Saulo perseguía a Jesús.
But I'm persecuting Jesus?
O a los cristianos.
Or the Christians.
¿A quién?
Who was he persecuting, Jesus or the Christians?
Perseguía a los cristianos. Perseguía a la iglesia.
He was persecuting the Christians. He was persecuting the church.
Pero lo maravilloso era que Jesús es quien cubre a la iglesia. Por eso.
But the beautiful thing is, it was Jesus who was identifying himself with the church.
Por eso él decía, ¿por qué me persigues? Saulo ni siquiera conoció a Jesús.
And that's why Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? Saul didn't know who Jesus was.
Nunca lo vio.
He had never seen him.
Pero cuando tuvo ese encuentro.
But when he had this encounter.
La vida de Saulo cambió.
The life of Saul was transformed.
Porque inmediatamente le dice, ¿quién eres, Señor?
Because immediately he asks, who are you, Lord?
Y dice que él estaba temblando y temeroso.
And it says he was shaking, he was terrified.
Y le dijo, Señor, ¿qué quieres que yo haga?
And he asks, Lord, what would you have me do?
Y aquel hombre recibió la respuesta. Levántate y entra en la ciudad y se te dirá lo que debes hacer.
And he received this as an answer. Get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do.
Muchas veces.
Many times.
Recibimos órdenes.
We receive orders, commands.
Bueno, yo no sé. Yo pienso que esta iglesia no. Maybe, pero allá en México sí.
Maybe not in this church. In the church in Mexico, yes.
Y a veces reciben órdenes del jefe.
And sometimes, you know, we receive orders from the boss.
Los adultos.
the adults.
Pero también los niños o los adolescentes reciben órdenes de papá o de mamá.
And so sometimes kids too. I mean, you receive orders, commands from mom or dad.
Y no dicen así.
And it doesn't say that here.
Jefe, ¿qué quieres que haga?
He doesn't say, boss, what would you like me to do?
Mike es jefe.
Okay.
Mike es jefe. No, Mike.
Oh, Mike is the boss. He's the boss.
Y no decimos así.
And we don't know. No, we don't say that.
Ni los adolescentes.
Nor do the kids.
Le dice la mamá, arregla tu cuarto.
So maybe mom says to the kid, go to your room.
Están hablando muchas cosas, pero no se entienden.
¿Aquí en el estómago? ¿En la panza?
Pues sí, por acá está.
So, ¿cómo? ¿Resentimiento? Okay.
Por dentro.
Por...
Es por dentro. Están hablando cosas por dentro.
Okay, and so maybe that kid, having been sent to his room, he's got, you know, there's things here in the gut that's just kind of speaking.
Y cuando los adultos reciben órdenes del jefe.
So sometimes as adults, when we receive orders from boss.
Yo no sé, ahí se los dejo a ustedes.
I don't know how it is for you all.
Entonces, pero Pablo inmediatamente dijo, Señor, ¿qué quieres que yo haga?
But Paul, or Saul, he immediately said, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Y a partir de ahí, la voluntad de Dios se hizo sobre Pablo.
And from that point on, it was all about God's will. Paul just did God's will.
El segundo ejemplo es Ananías.
The second example is Ananias.
Es del 9 del 10 al 18 ahí mismo.
Okay, and so right here in Acts 9, starting with verse 10, so you have a similar 10 hasta que.
Al 18.
Okay, from verse 10 to 18. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord, Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized.
Saulo de Tarso no conocía a Jesús.
Saul of Tarsus did not know Jesus.
Fue la primera vez que escuchó su voz.
That was the first time he heard his voice.
Porque él dice, ¿quién eres, Señor?
Because he asked, who are you, Lord?
Pero Ananías le dijo, heme aquí, Señor.
But Ananias, his response was, here I am, Lord.
Significa que la consagración debe ser desde el primer momento.
And so this means that the consecration should be from the first moment.
Sin vuelta para atrás.
Okay.
Sin vuelta para atrás.
So from the first moment without any backward walking.
Y Ananías sabía quién era Saulo de Tarso.
And Ananias, he knew who Saul of Tarsus was.
Él recibió la orden del Señor Jesús.
He obeyed that directive of Jesus Christ.
Y cuando le dice, vas a ir a ver a un hombre que ora y que es Saulo de Tarso, Ananías dijo, uy, yo conozco quién es ese hombre.
And so when Jesus gave him that command to go and speak to Saul, he said, whoa, I know this guy.
Ananías tenía miedo.
Ananias was afraid of Saul.
Él sabía todo lo que hacía Saulo de Tarso con los cristianos.
He knew everything what Saul was about and what he was doing to the Christians.
Porque él dice, he oído de muchos acerca de este hombre.
He said, I've heard a lot about this guy.
¿Cuántos males ha hecho a tus santos en Jerusalén?
And how many things he has done against your people, Lord.
Y aún ahora viene por más.
And now he's coming here.
Pero el Señor maravilloso le da revelación a Ananías de quién era Saulo de Tarso para él.
So he knew Saul was coming to do harm to the Christians there, but Jesus knew who Saul was, and he knew something very unique about Saul and explained to Ananias who Saul was for Jesus.
Fue Ananías el primero en saber, no Saulo de Tarso.
Actually, Ananias was the first that Jesus told who what he was going to be doing in and through Saul, even before Saul himself knew.
Él le dijo, Jesús le dijo, instrumento escogido me es este.
And so he told Ananias, Jesus told Ananias,
para llevar mi nombre.
This is my chosen instrument.
Y dice, y yo le mostraré cuánto le es necesario padecer por causa de mi nombre.
And Jesus told him, he is my chosen instrument. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
Me maravilla la inteligencia de mi Señor.
I just marvel at the knowledge of my Lord.
Él es sabio.
He is so wise.
Perfecto sabio.
He has perfect wisdom.
Porque si le ha dicho esto a Saulo,
because if he had said this to Saul,
Saulo dice, bye-bye.
Saul would have said, bye-bye.
No, no le entro.
You want me to suffer?
Oye, cuando yo me convertí a Jesús,
and when I was converted to Jesus Christ,
él nunca me dijo que yo iba a pastorear.
He never told me I was going to pastor a church.
Y de verdad que se llora siendo pastor.
And here I am a pastor of a church.
Aunque ustedes nos vean muy sonrientes aquí.
And although you see me all smiles here,
muchísimo tiempo, casi a diario, uno llora por la iglesia.
And just about every day, a pastor cries, weeps for his or her church.
Porque Dios le revela a uno cómo están los miembros, cómo están las ovejas.
Because God reveals to the pastor how the sheep are doing.
Y se tiene uno que enfrentar a muchas cosas.
And you're confronted with a lot of things.
A incomprensiones.
Okay.
Incomprensiones.
And there's misunderstandings.
A traiciones.
Betrayal.
A muchas cosas.
A lot of things.
Pero mi vida no es mía.
But my life is not my own.
Es de él.
It's his.
Y si a través de eso yo estoy siendo pulida,
and so if all, through all this I'm being polished,
hágase Señor tu voluntad en mí.
God, do your will in me.
¿Así quieres tú?
Is that what you want too?
Fíjate que muchas veces me viene el pensamiento.
At times, imagine this, what comes into my mind.
Cuando están las luchas,
in the midst of all the fighting,
pienso,
I think,
¿y quién me tiene aquí?
Why in the world am I here?
Yo puedo estar en mi casa tranquila.
I could be there peacefully in my house.
Yo puedo estar leyendo libros que quiero leer.
I could be reading books that I'd really like to read.
O aprender a pintar al óleo, que siempre he querido hacerlo.
¿Pintar qué?
Al óleo. Óleo.
Oh, and be able to, do oil paintings. I've always wanted to paint in oil.
Siempre he querido hacerlo.
I've always wanted to do that.
Tengo 32 años en Cristo.
32 years I've been a Christian.
Y no he podido aprender todavía.
And I've never been able to learn to paint like that.
Porque lo importante para mí,
because what's been of chief importance for me,
no es importante para el Señor.
What would be important for me isn't important to him.
Entonces estoy aprendiendo cada día a tomar lo importante de él.
And so every day I'm learning that it's what's important to him that matters.
Y dejar a un lado lo que a mí me importa.
And just to leave, put aside what might be important to me.
Pero todo ha sido a mi favor.
But everything has been for my benefit.
No he perdido nada.
I haven't lost anything.
He ganado todo.
I have gained everything.
Entonces Ananías fue obediente a imponerle manos a Pablo.
And so Ananias was obedient and went and laid hands on Saul.
Y él le dice, me envió el Señor Jesús que se te apareció.
And so he said to Saul, it's Jesus Christ who sent me here, the one that you heard on the road.
Y me envió para que tú recibas la vista.
And he sent me so that you may receive your sight.
Pero venía lo otro, y seas lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Okay.
Sea lleno, be full.
And that you might be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Entonces eran dos cosas.
So, two things.
Las que obedeció Ananías.
It was Ananias' obedience.
Y se cumplió.
And he fulfilled that.
La consagración es un acto voluntario.
So the consecration is a voluntary act.
Leviticus 1, 2 y 3.
Leviticus 1, 2 and 3.
Dice una parte. Cuando alguno de entre vosotros ofrece ofrenda.
So it says, when any of you bring an offering to the Lord.
A Jehová de su voluntad la ofrecerá.
Bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. It is an offering of a burnt offering from the herd. He's to offer male. Okay.
De su voluntad la ofrecerá.
Okay, so he's saying that it would be a free will offering. It's from your own free will.
Es ofrenda de amor.
It's an offering of love.
Debe ser voluntaria.
It should be freely given.
Dios no te obliga ni me obliga.
God doesn't obligate you or me
a consagrar nuestra vida a Él.
To consecrate our life to Him.
Eso es algo que tú y yo debemos querer hacerlo.
This is something that you and I ought to do.
El Señor nunca va a hacer.
Okay. It shouldn't be done out of obligation. God,
do you accept to entregarme tu vida?
Do you offer your life to me as a sacrifice?
Él no lo va a hacer.
That's not the way God does it.
Tiene que nacer de tu corazón.
It has to be born out of your heart.
Entonces, cuando él nosotros le decimos nace de mi corazón.
And so when we say it comes out of my heart, it comes from my heart.
Lo estamos haciendo.
What we're doing.
Porque le conocemos.
We're doing it because we know.
Le amamos.
Because we know him, we love him.
Y deseamos servirle.
And we want to serve him.
Sí. Puedes pensar, ¿quiere el Señor que sea misionero?
So you might say, Lord, do you want me to be a missionary?
Que sea pastor.
To be a pastor.
Que sirva tiempo completo.
To serve full time.
No. No.
No.
No. Ese es algo que la iglesia desconoce.
This is something that the church doesn't understand.
Yo no me consagré para ser misionera.
I didn't consecrate myself so that I would be a missionary.
Me consagré al Señor para hacer su voluntad.
I consecrated myself so that I would do his will.
Donde quiera que yo esté.
No matter where I'm at.
Puede ser escuela, trabajo, hogar, calle, donde quiera.
It could be in the school, on the street, at work, wherever.
Donde él me envíe.
Wherever he sends me.
El Señor es quien decide lo que quiere decide por mí lo que yo haga.
So it's God who decides what I'm going to do.
Y de una cosa estoy segura.
And one thing I'm sure about.
Y testifico.
And I witness to.
Que lo que él ha escogido para mí.
That what he has chosen for me.
Siempre ha sido lo mejor.
It has always been the best thing.
Cuando yo he hecho mi voluntad.
When I have tried to live out of my will.
Me va como en feria.
Okay.
Ay.
It just, everything goes wrong. Everything falls apart when I try and do it my way.
Me va mal. Me va como en feria es... Bueno, no, no puedo explicarlo.
All right.
es lo mejor que yo puedo hacer.
The best I can do is to just give him my will.
Dios permitía diferentes clases de animales.
God allows different kinds of animals.
Los ricos llevaban un animal caro como un buey.
And so, like in the Old Testament law, the wealthy people might bring, for example, a bull or an ox.
Los menos ricos, ovejas.
And so those who were less wealthy might bring a lamb. They might bring a lamb.
Y los que no tenían dinero,
and those poor people who didn't have money,
un par de palomitas,
a pair of doves,
o tórtolas.
Okay.
Tórtolas.
Okay, birds.
Son parecidas,
okay,
pero más chiquitas.
So even another bird smaller than a dove. Showing my Old Testament ignorance, I can't remember what it was.
Pero yo les decía en Monterrey, yo les decía a Roca.
And so I always said to my church in Roca, the Rock of Salvation.
Que tal vez las palomas no tenían ni que comprarse.
And so maybe with the doves, you didn't even have to buy them.
Y las palomitas, pero en cada caso, fuera grande, mediano o chiquito el animal.
And so, in all those cases, it was either a big animal, medium, or small animal.
Nos habla que la consagración es ofrecer una vida entera a Dios.
But whether it was large, medium, or small animal, it was offering the whole sacrifice, the whole life to God.
Yo no puedo ofrecer, dar a Dios una parte de mi vida y guardar para mí la otra.
So I can't offer up to God part of my life, but then keep the other part of my life for me.
Hay un ejemplo muy interesante.
So there's an interesting example.
En Hechos.
In Acts.
Ananías y Zafira. Ananías y Zafira.
Ananias and...
No lo leemos. No. Ananías y Zafira. Ellos
okay.
Han de saber.
Yeah, what's the couple in Acts? Ananias and Sapphira?
Creo que es Hechos 5, ¿no?
Yeah.
Hechos 5.
Acts 5.
Sí. Es la historia de un hombre y una mujer, un matrimonio.
It's the story about this married couple.
Que vivían con los apóstoles.
And so they were there with the apostles.
Comían y eran favorecidos por los demás.
And so they ate with them too, and they were kind of the favored over others.
Y ellos tenían una propiedad.
And they had a piece of property.
Y ellos vendieron la propiedad.
And they sold that property.
Y se pusieron de acuerdo.
And they came to an agreement.
Para engañar a los apóstoles.
To try and cheat the apostles.
¿Recuerdan la historia?
Do you remember the story?
¿Sí? ¿Sí? Muy bien. No tuvieron buen fin.
They didn't have a good end.
Si no conocen la historia, léanla.
And so if you don't know the story, you know, you can read it. Acts 5, what happened to this couple that tried to cheat the apostles.
Yo no enseño que es necesario leer la Biblia. La Biblia no es necesaria leerla.
Es verdad.
Es vital.
Okay. She says, I'm going, what? She goes, I don't teach you that you should read the Bible. I'm like, what? She says, it's obligatory.
Vital.
It's vital that you
sin
read
ella,
the Bible. Without reading your Bible,
no vivimos.
We don't die, or we don't live.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Yes, it's very true.
Para mí no es necesario. Si yo no conozco al Señor a través de mi Biblia, yo estoy muerta.
If I don't know the Lord Jesus Christ through what I read in the Bible, then...
Porque por 37 años yo estaba muerta en delitos y pecados.
Then I am dead, because for 37 years I was dead in my sins.
Porque desconocía al Dios que me ama.
Because I didn't know the God who loves me.
Al dador de vida.
The giver of life.
¿Lo conoces tú?
Do you know the God who loves you, the giver of life?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, no. Yes. Amen. Be free. Sean libres. Ay, es que yo soy mexicana.
I understand.
Sí, sí. Sí, tú me entiendes.
I like it. I like the Mexican
gracias,
way.
Gracias, señor. I am a crazy pastor. Yes.
Y ellos sí pueden entender entonces
eso.
Cómo es un pastor loco. Sí,
sí ya, bueno,
I said, they understand what a crazy pastor is like.
Todo lo que era colocado, la consagración es final. Todo, una vez que el animal es colocado en el altar como un holocausto a Dios.
Okay, the consecration is final. Once that animal is laid on the altar,
ya no se quitaba.
It doesn't come down.
Era santo a Dios.
It's holy before God.
Por eso cuando Abraham, cuando Dios le mandó a Abraham sacrificar a Isaac.
And so that's why when God told Abraham to offer Isaac in sacrifice.
Abraham sabía lo que le estaba pidiendo.
So Abraham understood what God was asking.
Él no iba a jugar.
He wasn't playing around.
Él tenía que entregar en sacrificio a su hijo.
He was being asked to give the life of his son in sacrifice.
Por eso preparó el altar.
And so for that reason he prepared an altar.
Y ahí lo colocó.
And there he put his son.
No era de hule el puñal.
¿No era qué?
De hule.
De hule.
De mentiras.
Yeah, this was no joke. I mean, the knife was raised.
Era de veras.
I mean, this was what was going down.
Cuando él levantó la mano,
when he raised up his hand,
él iba a descargarla sobre el corazón de Isaac.
He was going to plunge it into the heart of Isaac.
Y fue su prueba máxima.
It was the ultimate test.
Porque vio Dios.
¿Por qué?
Vio Dios. Jehová Dios.
Because God saw
que Abraham verdaderamente era de él.
Because God saw that truly Abraham was with him, was for him.
Y que Abraham no le escatimó ni a su hijo.
And that Abraham, he didn't even hold back his own son from God.
Lo mismo es el Padre.
That's the same with God the Father.
Que no escatimó ni a su hijo por nosotros.
He didn't even hold back his own son for us.
Sino lo entregó.
But he gave his son for us.
¿Cómo no nos va a dar todas las cosas que le pidiésemos?
So how is it that we wouldn't be willing to give to him our all?
Ahora, tal vez pienses, ¿y qué hago si caigo en pecado?
And so maybe what you're thinking is, okay, what do I do now if I fall into sin?
Todavía somos de barro.
We're still of clay, made of clay.
Y el barro, por mucho que lo tires hacia arriba,
and even though you might toss that clay up,
la gravedad lo va a hacer caer.
The gravity is going to bring it down.
Si tú y yo podemos, tú y yo tal vez podamos pecar, podamos caer en pecado.
So you and I, we can still fall into sin.
Pero no practicarlo.
But we can't then live in it.
Son dos cosas diferentes.
It's two very different things.
El que practica el pecado dice Juan que es del diablo.
The one, John, the Apostle John says, the one who lives in sin is of the devil.
El que practica el pecado es el que le gusta determinado pecado.
The one who lives in it, it's because, I mean, that sin is pleasing to that person.
Puede ser cualquiera.
It, whatever the sin is.
El pecado lo debemos aborrecer.
Whatever the sin is, we need to hate it.
Así de qué pasa si caigo en pecado.
So what do I do if I fall into sin?
¿Quiere decir que debo rededicar mi vida a Dios?
It means I gotta rededicate my life to God.
No.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Solamente debo confesarlo.
I just have to confess it.
Al Señor.
To God.
Y restituir al agraviado.
Y restituir.
And
to restore, okay?
Al agraviado, a mi prójimo. Si yo te ofendo.
Ah, okay. And make restitution to the one who I've offended. Yeah.
¿De acuerdo?
Are you in agreement? Okay.
Again. Gracias, Señor. Vamos mejorando.
We're getting better.
Bueno, la consagración es continua.
The consecration is a continuous process.
El holocausto era ofrecido a Dios cada día, cada mañana y cada tarde.
The burnt offering was offered up to God every day, every morning, every afternoon.
Día a día.
Day after day.
Continuamente.
Continually.
¿Qué nos dice a nosotros esto?
And what does that say to us?
Nos dice que la consagración debe ser continua.
It tells us that the consecration should be every day, continuous.
Cuando hemos decidido verdaderamente ser de Dios,
when we have truly decided that we are God's,
debo vivirla continuamente.
We need to live it out daily.
Cada día le digo al Señor,
every day I say to God,
quiero hacer tu voluntad.
I want to do your will.
Ayúdame a hacer tu voluntad.
Help me to do your will.
Guíame a hacer tu voluntad.
Guide me in doing your will.
Y si tú ves que batallo, y si tú ves que batallo, qué dificulto.
And if you see that, you know, I'm struggling with this,
házmelo entender.
Help me to understand.
Pero yo quiero hacer tu voluntad.
But I want to do your will.
A esto se refiere el Señor Jesús cuando dijo, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí.
So this is what Jesus was referring to when he said, if somebody wants to follow me,
niéguese a sí mismo,
you got to deny yourself,
tome su cruz,
take up your cross,
y sígame,
and follow me.
Ahora, ¿por qué debemos consagrarnos al Señor?
Okay, why then should we consecrate ourselves to the Lord?
Porque tú y yo le pertenecemos a Él.
Because you and I,
simplemente,
we belong to Him.
Primera de Corintios 6, 19 al 20.
1 Corinthians 6. ¿Quieres que...?
Sí.
Okay.
6, dice 6, 19 al 20.
9 a 20.
19.
19.
6, 19.
Okay.
20.
1 Corinthians 6. 16.
19.
6, 19.
Mm-hmm. ¿O ignoráis que vuestro cuerpo es templo del Espíritu Santo?
Yeah, okay. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
No somos nuestros. No nos pertenecemos.
We are not our own.
Porque fuimos comprados por precio.
Because we were bought with a price.
Y Romanos 14:8 dice, sea que vivamos, and, o sea que muramos.
Romanos qué?
Romanos 14:8.
Okay, and Romans 14:8 says,
sea que vivamos,
whether we live,
o que muramos,
or whether we die,
del Señor somos.
We are of the Lord.
Yo no me pertenezco.
I don't belong to myself.
¿Puedes decirlo?
Can you say
yo
that?
No me pertenezco.
Can you
dilo,
say that?
Dilo.
Say
yo
it.
No me pertenezco.
I don't belong to myself.
Tócate a ti. Tócate. Tócate.
So, you know,
tócate.
Like this.
Y di, yo no me pertenezco.
Say, I don't belong to myself.
No nos pertenecemos. ¿Por qué no nos pertenecemos? Porque dice que Él nos compró por precio.
It says, I don't belong to myself because I was bought at a price.
¿Cuál fue el precio?
What was that price?
El Señor pagó por mí con su sangre preciosa.
My Lord paid the price with His own blood.
Primera de Pedro 1.
1 Peter 1.
18 al 19.
18 to 19.
Dice que nosotros sabemos que fuimos rescatados.
Says that we know that we were rescued.
No con cosas corruptibles.
Not with corruptible things.
Como oro o plata.
Like gold or silver.
Sino con la preciosa sangre de Jesucristo.
But with the precious blood of Jesus.
Así que Quiero solamente terminar con un ejemplo y con unas palabras.
And so I want to finish with an example and a few words.
El ejemplo, no. Nada más, sabiendo que si has entendido lo que Dios te está pidiendo.
So just knowing what God is asking.
Y si has comprendido que le perteneces a Él.
So do you understand what God is asking and understand that you belong to Him?
All I am, all I am, all I am, la canción.
Just like the song, all that I am.
Todo lo que soy.
All that I am.
Todo lo que tengo.
All that I have.
Es tuyo.
Is yours.
Para siempre.
Forever.
¿Has considerado lo que Él ha hecho por ti?
Have you considered what He has done for you?
¿Ha tocado tu corazón el amor de Cristo tanto como para que tú quieras ser totalmente de Él?
So do you understand that He has touched your heart so that you could be everything, so that you could...
Si es así, te voy a pedir que cierres tus ojos.
Okay, so if He has touched you and so you are His, He is yours, it's an all-out thing, then close your eyes, we're going to pray.
Sí, es una reflexión, es una meditación pequeña.
Oh, it's not a pray, it's a small little reflection.
Escucha y medita.
So listen and meditate.
Una declaración que voy a hablar.
Here is something I'm going to declare.
Después de que la escuches y la medites.
And so after listening and meditating on it.
Si esa es tu decisión.
If this is your decision.
Te voy a pedir que levantes tu mano.
I'm going to ask you to raise up your hand.
Y que pases al frente.
And that you would come forward.
Ahora, para orar por ti. Ahora quiero que cierres los ojos.
So right now, I just ask that you would close your eyes.
Y reflexiona.
And reflect.
En las palabras que voy a hablar.
Reflect on the words I'm going to read.
Si tú respondes sí.
If you respond yes.
Tú estás listo.
You are ready.
Para consagrarte al Señor.
To consecrate yourself to God.
Con los ojos cerrados. Como una persona nacida de nuevo,
like a person born again,
reconozco que pertenezco al Señor Jesucristo.
I recognize that I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Creo que el Señor Jesús mora en mí.
I believe that the Lord Jesus dwells in me
mediante su Espíritu,
through His Holy Spirit,
porque así lo dice su palabra.
Because that's what the Word says.
Creo que Él busca llevar a cabo sus propósitos.
I believe that He wants to bring to completion all of His purposes.
Por medio de mí.
That He wants to bring to completion all of His will for me.
Reconozco que mi vida tiene que estar sometida a Él.
I recognize that my life should be given over to Him.
Para que cumpla su propósito en mí.
So that He can live out His will in me.
El Señor te dice a través de Pablo, te ruego por la misericordia de Dios que presentes tu cuerpo en sacrificio vivo.
And so here is the call. It comes from Romans 12. I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
Y ahora mismo, si tú lo has decidido, decido acudir a su llamamiento.
So, right now, I decide to give myself over in consecration and receive this call.
Si es así, levanta tu mano.
If you
do, porque tú lo has decidido.
If you have decided that is what you want, to be consecrated to the Lord Jesus Christ, raise up your hand.
Cierra tus ojos y solamente levanta tu mano. Gracias.
So just with eyes closed, just
gracias.
Raise your hand.
Gracias, Jesús. Gracias. Gracias por esas manos que están levantadas.
Thank you, Lord, for these hands.
El Señor está aquí.
The Lord is here.
Su sacrificio no fue un juego.
His sacrifice was no game.
Él quiso entregar el todo por ti y por mí. Tú y yo somos su todo.
And so God wants to give his all to you and to me.
Ahora, con las manos levantadas, voy a pedir que pasen aquí al frente, por favor, nada más para orar por ustedes, porque están haciendo su decisión. Pasen al
okay.
frente.
Okay, so those who raised your hand, she's inviting you to come forward. We're going to pray. So if you raise your hand,
gracias,
come forward and want to pray for you.
Gracias, Jesús. Pasen al frente, podemos orar. Voy a orar con el pastor por ustedes.
Okay. It's
levanten.
Not something that we often
nadie,
do here.
Nadie abra sus ojos.
So,
ustedes sigan con sus ojos cerrados, nada más las personas que so, decidieron consagrar su vida.
Okay.
Pasen al frente.
The step of faith.
No abras tus ojos, tú cierra tus ojos.
So,
los demás
yeah.
cierren sus ojos.
So everybody else, eyes closed. We're going to remain in prayer and we're going to pray.
¿Puedes usar un poco de aceite?
Sí. Okay. So she's even going to use a little bit of oil, okay? And that, following the biblical injunction, anointing with oil, okay?
Hay una declaración. Cierren sus ojos.
Okay, close your eyes.
Y digan, Señor Jesús.
And say, Lord Jesus.
En este día.
Today.
Decido consagrar.
I have decided to consecrate myself.
Mi vida a ti.
To consecrate my life for you.
Para obedecer.
In obedience,
para confiar,
in trust,
y servirte lo mejor,
and serve you,
que
give
yo
you my
pueda,
best, and serve you best as I can,
mientras que tenga vida,
while I have life.
Te pido que me ayudes a vivir una vida de fe.
I ask you to help me to live a life of faith,
amor y fidelidad,
in love and faithfulness.
A ti,
to you,
aquí en la tierra,
here on earth,
tal como desearé haberla vivido, tal como desearé haberla vivido cuando te vea cara a cara en el cielo.
Okay, so to live my life of faith and love and faithfulness here on earth, just as you would have on earth as it would be in heaven. Okay. So yeah, it's part of the Lord's Prayer. Your will be done on earth and through my life as it is in heaven.
Cuando te vea cara a cara.
When I will see you face to face.
Y pueda oírte decir.
And hear you say.
Bien, buen siervo y fiel.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
En lo poco has sido fiel.
In having been faithful with the little things.
En lo mucho te pondré.
I will give to you more.
Entra en el gozo de tu Señor.
Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Voy a poner un poco de aceite en tus oídos, en tu mente. En tu junto con su pastor.
Okay. So we're going to just anoint with oil. Okay. Can I say that?